11 minutes past six. Good morning. Claire with you on BBC Radio Bristol. In for Joe Sims this week, and it's GCSE results day today. Good luck if you know someone who's waiting for news this morning. For some, it'll be as good as, or better, you know, than they'd hoped. And for others, it won't be quite what they were expecting to see. We can talk to Alex Davies, principal of Snowdon Village, which is part of the Cabot Learning Federation in Bristol. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks, Claire.
At this moment, do you know the results?
So the schools have some inclination of how they've done. Obviously, we need to prepare the envelopes for the children. But we're all very excited today to hand out the results and make sure the children have, a great day today.
Yeah, absolutely. And tell us about Snowdon Village. Which schools do you run and who are they for?
So Snowdon Village is what we call an alternative provision. So we work with children who have found it difficult to cope for many reasons in a mainstream setting. We're a large multi-site alternative provision, so one of the largest in the country, actually. We've got five sites around central Bristol, including primary and secondary, short-term and long-term provision. And we're situated within the Cabot Learning Federation. So today we'll be working with two of our longer sites, so our Kingswood site and Bristol Futures Academy, supporting the children there who will be coming in, collecting their results.
Oh, wow, what a moment. How many students have you got getting results today?
We've got 42 year 11s, so for an alternative provision, that's quite a large number. Mm. Yes, we're very excited to support our children. As you said previously, you know, some will be getting the results they really wanted and deserve, others, across the country may be struggling today with some of their results. But, you know, our job is to make them feel safe and secure and to support them with their next destinations, which, you know, we're really pleased to say that we've got 98% of our children are leaving us with a positive destination.
Wow,
and the
that's
ones
brilliant.
That aren't,
that's brilliant.
We'll be supporting.
Now, you said you're excited. Is it stressful this day, this morning, when you've woken up today and you thought, wow, today is the day? How do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I always say I love this day because it symbolises a real sort of end to the sort of journey the children have been on with us. But, you know, there's that nervous energy running through you. We're going to see some children that we haven't seen for many weeks. Just wanting to make sure the day runs smoothly for the children and for the families as well.
How do they get their results these days? Because when I was at school, I think we got an envelope. We got it actually sent through the post, I seem to remember. I mean, I'm pre-email. I'm prehistoric. So that was a long time ago. But how do you do it now?
Yeah, so not much has changed, really. So the children will come through and the doors will open. For us, it's 9 o'clock this morning. Other schools, it's earlier, and we have quite a big window to allow the families to get to the school to collect their results, which will be in envelopes. And then the children will either open them there on the spot with us or go and open them quietly, whatever they want to do. Some of the children that can't come to us today, they'll be. We have support workers going out today to deliver their envelopes, so their families don't need to stress about the post arriving and those sorts of things. So the children will receive their grades with us today.
And some of the children at your school, just to get exams and to do exams, is a huge deal, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, for many of our children that we work with, they've been out of education for a very long time. They have complex needs. A significant number of our children have experienced trauma or are currently experiencing trauma. And when I talk about trauma, I'm talking in some cases very significant trauma, as well as having learning needs. So it's a huge achievement. And for us, you know, it's not about the numbers on the paper. It's about how well the children have achieved in terms of their well-being. Have they been happy whilst they've been with us? Have we allowed them to get to that next destination, as I spoke about earlier? But it's also about their social and emotional development, their attendance. Have they improved their attendance whilst being with us? Are they happy to come to school? And to have got this far in school for some is a huge achievement, as you say. So we're really, really proud of each and every one of them.
And these days, it's not just about going to the next step in education. There are other ways that you can go, aren't there, after you've done your GCSEs?
Absolutely. You know, we've got lots of children who, I was speaking to one young person yesterday who's gone out and got himself a part-time job and is really enjoying that. And others that have, you know, enrolled on apprenticeships and have already started those, which is an excellent way to a next destination and a career pathway, and something that we really support and value. Mm.
Oh, Alex, it's such a big day with you. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show this morning, and good luck today.
Thank you, and good luck, everybody, today.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you so much. Alex Davies, principal of Snowdon Village, which is a group of four schools in Bristol, which provide alternative provision for students who've been excluded or have specific learning needs.